Okay. Quiet, please. Thank you. A hush fell over the room. My name is Karen Bamford. I'm the head of the English department, and it's therefore my pleasure to welcome you here, to thank you for coming, to thank Jamie Kelly and the Owens for making us welcome here and so beautifully, to thank the Andrew Nurse and the Canadian Studies Program for buying us cookies and juice and coffee. If you didn't get a chance to get some, you can go and get it now. Hurry up. Get right back to your seats. And to thank our readers who have kindly, have generously come to celebrate Douglas Lougheed. Before we hear Douglas's poems, I'd like to introduce Carrie McMillan, who will say something about Douglas Lougheed, a longtime friend and colleague of Carrie's. Carrie is a professor in the Department of English and a specialist in Canadian literature and poetry.
Thank you so much, Karen. Are we turned on?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to see such a large turnout this afternoon, and what a tribute to Douglas Lougheed. Thank you to all of you for being here. The launch of a new collection of poetry by Douglas Lougheed is always an occasion, and I'm so happy to have been asked to be part of it. This is an opportunity to celebrate the many contributions that Douglas Lougheed has made to our community and to the larger world of Canadian letters. Douglas has contributed steadily to literature and to literary studies in this country since 1950. In the 50s and 60s, he held librarian positions at Cornell and Dalhousie universities, and also at the brand new York University and Massey College, University of Toronto, where he virtually created their collections. In all, he has been associated with six universities, where he has helped to build holdings that will influence scholarship for generations. Before coming to Mount Allison, Douglas served as senior fellow and founding librarian of Massey College at the University of Toronto, where he edited the Bibliography of Canadian Bibliographies, and was general editor of the University of Toronto Literature of Canada, Poetry and Prose in Reprint Series, a publication program that made it possible to read and to teach Canadian literary texts that had long been out of print. Douglas came to Mount Allison University in the mid-1970s to take the position of Davidson Professor and director of the Center for Canadian Studies, which had been established in 1969, the first Canadian Studies program of its kind at a Canadian university. This was an important appointment for the center, coming as it did soon after the publication in 1975 of the Simons Report and its conclusions that Canadians must do more to know ourselves. Douglas worked across departments with over 40 associates of the center to design a program in Canadian studies that responded to the need to know ourselves, past and present, across the disciplines. In addition to steering the academic program in Canadian studies and teaching, Douglas undertook or supported several initiatives, including a national symposia and proceedings series that addressed maritime subjects as diverse as Sir Charles G. Roberts, art and music in New Brunswick, the science and society in the Maritimes. He lent his expertise as librarian and bibliographic scholar to the R.P. Bell Library, where he helped to develop and to house our distinguished Davidson and other very special collections of Canadiana. And he encouraged a maritime literature reprint series published by our library under the stewardship of librarians Eleanor McGee and Margaret Fancy, and serving the needs of those teaching maritime literature. For students, in addition to the excitement of the many national and international visitors to the center, housed then in the beautiful Captain R.V. Bennett House, the Anchorage. There were exchange visits with Canadian Studies programs at Trent University and the University of Edinburgh. To all, students, faculty, librarians, the larger community, Douglas was a source of mentorship, encouragement, support, and intellectual and creative stimulation. For those of us who had the privilege to work with Douglas before his retirement from the Davidson professorship in 1987, those were glorious years, ones that strengthened the foundations of Canadian Studies at Mount Allison and prepared the way for the important work that has gone on in that program since. It is Douglas Lougheed, the poet, that we recognize particularly today. His commitment to poetry is longstanding. He has written poetry at least since his high school days, and he is one of the founders and original executive members of the League of Canadian Poets, established in 1966, who steered that organization through its crucial early years. Douglas has always written poetry, it seems, but retirement from his official responsibilities has provided the opportunity for him to pursue his passion for poetry and for books and printing in a way that could not have been possible before. By my count, there are now 28 poetry books and chapbooks, a quite prodigious body of work. In the time available, what can we say of Douglas Lougheed the poet? We will let his poems speak for themselves, but if I were to try to summarize the central qualities of his work, I would say that its thrust is to connect, to affirm, to celebrate, to rejoice. There is at the core of his writing a sense of the wonder and the value, and yes, even the comedy of life in its many forms. Douglas's poems are archival troves of people and place. In an interview with Laurel Boone of the University of New Brunswick in the late 1980s, Douglas stated that, "I've got to know or try to get to know a place, not only the geography, but the creatures, great and small." Increasingly, with Douglas's move to the Maritimes in 1975, the place of his poetry has become the Maritimes, and more especially, of course, that place called Tantramar. Familiar places abound in his titles: Midgic, High Marsh Road, Cape Enragé, Dykelands, Love on the Marsh, and my favorite, Breakfast at Mel's, to name a few. Douglas's distinguished career has included honors. He is a fellow of the Royal Society of Canada, holds honorary degrees from Dalhousie University, St. Mary's University, and the University of New Brunswick, and is a life member of the League of Canadian Poets. He was the first recipient of the writer-in-residence position at Mount Allison University, which he held from 1987 till 1990, and he has been awarded the Carlo Bertocci Poetry Prize as well as the Alden Nolan Award. And of course, we honor Douglas Lougheed in Sackville as our first, our one and our only, Poet Laureate of Sackville. When you acquire a copy of Looking Into Trees, the book that we're celebrating today, you'll see that it includes paintings by Kenneth Lougheed, the distinguished painter and Douglas Lougheed's brother. Kenneth Lougheed's honors include the Order of Canada, the Golden Jubilee Medal, the Governor General's Award in Visual and Media Arts, and an Honorary Doctor of Laws from the University of Regina. One of the Regina Five painters, leaders in Canada's modern art movement, his work has appeared in more than 300 national and international exhibitions, and he taught at the University of Manitoba, York University, the University of Saskatchewan, and the University of Ottawa. As you may be aware, Douglas is not able to be here this afternoon, but we send him our best wishes for a speedy recovery. However, Douglas has many friends and fans, and I want to thank Linda Dornan, Amanda Jernigan, K.V., Krista Johansson, Robert Lapp, Harry Thurston, and Deborah Wills for giving us Douglas poems through their voices this afternoon. How exciting, a sextet of Douglas's poetry. And wouldn't Douglas love this? And by the way, if the gods of technology are with us, this reading is being recorded, and it will be presented to Douglas after this afternoon's events. I want to acknowledge and thank, of course, the Center for Canadian Studies and the Department of English Literatures at Mount Allison for sponsoring this afternoon's reading. And lastly, could I point out that copies of Douglas's book, Looking into Trees, are available for sale from Tidewater Books, who are here with us today. So thank you so much, and let the reading begin.